This is case number 1190272. We're using a new electronic online system, and the numbers are a little bit glitchy, and right now it's showing up as 1200103, but the appellant's name has stayed the same, which is Manuel Rodriguez Roman. My name is Chief Hearings Officer William Guzman. Today is January 21st, 2020. The time is 3:01 p.m. It looks like we have a city representative with us. Will you state your name and spell it for the record?
Certainly. My name is Shane Mulder. That's S-H-A-N-E. Last name M-O-U-L-D-E-R.
And what's your title?
I'm a parking enforcement officer with the City of Portland.
Thank you. It does not appear that the appellant is present. So before we proceed, I need to make sure that the appellant received adequate notice of the date, time, and location. I see in the file that we had generated a notice of hearing for this case, that it indicated the date was January 21, 2020 at 9 a.m. in this room, and we received a motion to reschedule from the parking enforcement officer. That motion was granted, and we issued a new notice of hearing date for, this was done on January 15, 2020, and it indicated that the date was January 21, 2020, the time is 3 p.m. in room 3000 on the third floor, 1900 Southwest 4th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, and that notice was emailed to the appellant. The appellant's not present, and it's just after 3, so I do find that they received adequate notice and have waived their right to be present. In this matter, we've received a number of documents. I'm going to go through them just for the record to make sure that everyone knows what was submitted into the file. The first exhibit is an online tow request form. The second exhibit is the tow report that we get from the tow desk. Exhibit 3 is that initial hearing notice. The next exhibit is a statement of rights and procedures, then the request to reschedule, another hard copy of the request to reschedule, the hearings officer's order, rescheduling hearing notice, and then the documents submitted by the Bureau, which in the system have been labeled as Exhibit 9, and those include the following: a notice of hearing, a tow hearing report, a copy of a parking violation dated January 10, 2020, photographs, and excerpts of the code. I would like to admit all those exhibits into the record so that I can look at them and rely on them in helping me make my decision in this case. Does the city object to me admitting those exhibits at this time?
No objection.
All right. I admit all the exhibits that were just discussed. If I could get you to raise your right hand, I'd like to swear you in. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you provide here today will be the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
All right, thank you. I'm going to read into the record what the appellant said makes this tow invalid or unjustified, and then we'll let the city explain why they towed the car. I'm not at all familiar with parking in the Portland metro area. The main reason that I am unfamiliar with the area is that I work for the TriMet ticket office. I commute to work and back 5 days a week. It was an honest mistake, and I am sincerely sorry for inconveniencing the City of Portland, PBOT, the towing company, and anyone else involved. I will be way more careful to make sure this never happens again. As a TriMet employee, I'm honestly ashamed of myself for the issue that I have caused. What can the city tell the hearings officer about why they towed this vehicle?
Certainly. So at approximately 10:37 p.m. on January 10th, 2020, I observed a silver Toyota with the Oregon license plate 013 Henry Delta Quebec parked on the north side of Northwest Cooch Street between 3rd and 4th Avenues. This is an area inside of barricades set out by Portland Police Department. The area inside the barricades is known as the Entertainment District. Every Friday and Saturday night, the police set these barricades after 10 p.m. for the safety of pedestrians moving between various bars and clubs. There is no parking in this area between 10 p.m. and 3 a.m. subject to tow. Any vehicles left parked in this area after 10 p.m. are subject to tow. It is routine swing shift task to clear this area of vehicles every Friday and Saturday evening after 10 p.m. Vehicles left in the area after 10 are given prohibited time citations and are slated for tow. Such was the case with the vehicle in question. As stated, this vehicle was observed parked within the entertainment district at approximately 10:37 p.m. on Friday, January the 10th. At that time, the vehicle with Oregon license plate 013 Henry Delta Quebec was issued a prohibited time citation numbered Henry Alpha 3254-0374 and was called in for tow according to standard swing shift procedures.
Thank you. I see a number of photographs were submitted by your office. Are those photographs true and accurate representations of what the scene looked like when you issued the citation?
Those photos were taken by me at the time the citation was issued.
And I do see that there's a parking restriction that says that it's a permanent parking restriction that says 10 p.m. to 3 a.m. Friday and Saturday, no parking. Where is that sign in relation to the vehicle?
There's actually two signs. So the one that states no parking this block, 10 p.m. to 3 a.m. Friday mm-hmm. and Saturday, is located directly at the rear of the vehicle, as you can see in the shot, the wide shot.
Okay. So the there's a parking violation photograph, and it's the side shot of the vehicle, and in the background you can read on the building, it says Sinnott House, 1883.
Yes.
And then right at the rear of the vehicle, there's, I can see a sign with a post with some permanent parking restrictions on it. One of those is that sign that you're referencing?
Yes, that post is parallel with the rear of the vehicle, though.
Okay, perfect. And then the other sign that you referenced, where is that in relation to the vehicle?
Yes, so in this area there's about a sign every parking space where they try to be in front of the vehicle, possibly 8 to 10 feet, it's my approximation. There's another smaller sign, it says, it's got the P symbol for no parking anytime, 10 p.m. to 3 a.m. Friday and Saturday, with a small picture of a vehicle being towed, which indicates this is a towway zone. That is located at the front of the vehicle. Like I said, 1 to 1.5 car lengths in front.
Okay. Anything else from the city at this time?
No.
It appears from the appellant's submission that they somewhat are recognizing that they made a mistake, and because they say that it was an honest mistake. And the city has the burden of proving by a preponderance of the evidence that this was a prohibited parking space and that the vehicle was parked there at the time it was towed. And I do find that the city has met its burden in this case, and this will be a valid tow. I'll issue a written order with a detailed factual findings and conclusions of law, but anticipate that in the next couple of days and that it will be a valid tow. Thank you for being here.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Off record.